and the Mexican president. And Trump said repeatedly, you cannot say that to the press. Trump said he realized that funding for the wall would probably have to come from other sources, or some sort of deal would have to be worked out. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' job is reportedly safe, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Despite repeated attacks against his performance by President Trump himself, Politico is reporting it can confirm that the new White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, has directly told Jeff Sessions not to worry about losing his job. Trump has still been calling Sessions weak in recent tweets, blasting him for recusing himself from the Russia investigation and for not investigating Hillary Clinton. Sessions has said the attacks have been hurtful, but he has vowed he wouldn't resign. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Summer Splash Flooring Sale for the best deals on the best selection of wood-look waterproof floors and more. Choose from more than 40 varieties of vinyl plank up to 45% off. Get 20% off of Vela wood-look tile packages. And all water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale. Plus, get pre-finished hardwood on sale from $149. Like Bellawood Select Maple, it's 30% off. More from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to the Summer Splash Flooring Sale today.
A Massachusetts woman is expected to be sentenced today after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter for urging her boyfriend through texts to commit suicide. Michelle Carter was convicted by a judge after a trial in June. The judge in the case can sentence her to up to 20 years in prison. A dangerous heat wave is taking over the Pacific Northwest. Excessive heat warnings have had to be put into effect for about 15 million people in Oregon and Washington, where temperatures could reach record highs. It was over 100 degrees in Portland yesterday. People in Oklahoma say they felt the tremble of a large earthquake. A magnitude 4.2 quake struck about 4 miles northeast of Edmond, Oklahoma last night. Nearly 4,600 homes and businesses lost power after the quake. British researchers predict the number of people who are blind or suffer vision impairment around the world will triple within the next 40 years. They say the number of people who will lose their sight could rise from 36 million to 115 million by 2050.
Researchers from Anglia Ruskin University analyzed data from 188 countries. The researchers found that the percentage of the global population with vision problems is falling. However, populations are both growing and aging. Professor Rupert Bourne, who headed the study, said developing countries in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa need better investment in treatments such as cataract surgery and access to correct eyeglasses. Catherine Drew, London.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you been Wells Fargo'd? I know, we've talked about Wells Fargo on a plenty of occasions here on the program. Again, I almost threw something. I did mention this. I almost threw something at the TV. It was back in November when Wells Fargo starts running its Christmas ads. It's probably during some football game, and they run that Wells Fargo ad where the kids make snowmen giving carrots to the Wells Fargo wagon horses. What a load of bunk. Anyway, I had to bring this up. I was Wells Fargo'd. Wells Fargo, because of its size, because it's gigantor, they merged first with NatWest. Then they sucked up Wachovia too. Well, at banks their size are able to get money a hell of a lot cheaper than everyone else. Wells Fargo has the mortgage on my house. And I never had this happen to me before. I mean, the interest rate was lower than anyone else's. It was the most competitive as far as all the other little odds and ends in regards to my mortgage. It was, again, it was cheaper. But then after, I signed on, started paying fees, they start giving me more information. Oh, yes, by the way, you must open up a checking account, and we will take the money for your mortgage payment directly out of that checking account every single month. And I'm like, why can't I just write a check? No, we can't do stuff like that. And, now it's even worse. You talk about the sales culture. I'm getting pitched all the time, their various different products. But anyway, it was a great article in Vanity Fair about Wells Fargo and how the culture at Wells Fargo changed. And they had a slogan at Wells Fargo. It's called Eight is Great. And what it meant was that you had to sell every customer eight Wells Fargo products. Why eight? Because it rhymes with great. I'm not making it up. That's the reason why. Because eight rhymes with great. I'm dead serious here. That was the reasoning behind it. But anyway, I mean, Wells Fargo's got little offices here and there all over the country, and they put an extraordinary amount of pressure on the bankers at that office to strive for the eight is great. And obviously, bad things happened. Accounts were opened that shouldn't have been opened up. Fees were charged. Over 1 million people were taken advantage of. Again, you want to understand that type of fraud and scam. I mean, you watch Wolf on Wall Street, you can watch Boiler Room, and you can talk about the amount of money that they ripped off and scammed from people. You're talking over 1 million customers here, and nobody did any jail time. Oh, they recouped some of the some of the payments, some of the cash outlays to some of their executives. But the reality is, there was never any real pain suffered. Wells Fargo, no different than any other big bank out there. And in fact, no different than any of the other big financial services companies out there. They're there to sell you stuff, as much stuff as they possibly can. This past year, we were talking about the loans that were being pushed by Morgan Stanley. The loans on your portfolio that they were pushing all over the country, having all sorts of sales contests and all sorts of nefarious stuff going on. Why? Just more money. I've I've told the story countless times here on the program of what it's like. What it's like to be a guy who didn't have that ethical bypass at birth working at a big brokerage firm. What it's actually like. And my brother and I went through that. And did we ever go through that? Getting called into the sales manager's office, getting screamed at and berated because we're not generating enough in commissions. Because that's the bottom line. How much money can you generate in commissions? They didn't care. They didn't care that we were bringing in more assets than anyone else. They didn't care that our clients were happy and performing well. That didn't matter. They just saw that as an opportunity. We were being fools because we weren't churning and burning. That's all they cared about. You understand? It was an assembly line where the customer was spit out in the end, and that's okay to them. This thing they used to say, open accounts, do business. Open accounts, do business. Get on the phone, open accounts, do business. Roll them in, roll them out, churn them, and burn them. And do you think that has changed at all? At all? No. Again, I remember being on the floor of Bear Stearns, the trading floor. Big, huge, massive trading floor. Sales manager come on. I wasn't even working there. I was there for a meeting. Sales manager comes out, ticked off. Floor is not generating enough in commissions because, hey, he's making money off that floor, right? Starts throwing Quotrons on the floor, knocking them down. Now, again, this back in the day where they're tubes, not flat screens, okay? That's all they cared about. And that's reality all they still care about. I want to give you an example of this. We just had this fiduciary law put through Department of Labor. And again, Wall Street is funny because boy, did they oppose it. Boy, are they spending a ton. They spent a ton of money trying to defeat this rule. And it's gone through. And now all of a sudden, you know, in their marketing materials, we support the rule now. We're doing everything and anything we can to support the Department of Labor Fiduciary Rule to put our clients' interests ahead of ours. What a load of crap. It's like catching somebody red-handed doing something, and then they're all of a sudden, you know, on the opposite side. The only reason why they're changing is because they're being forced to change, at least until they find a way around. Let me give you an example of this. Ameriprise. Yes, you know Ameriprise. They're here, there, and everywhere. Kind of like a big box store with little offices all over the country with their minions of Ameriprise brokers selling you what? Ameriprise crap. That's right. Ameriprise crap. Ameriprise had to remove. Let me explain to you what they call this. Every firm out there has what they call their platform. We have our platform. And on their platform is the stuff that their brokers are allowed to sell. Stuff that their brokers are allowed to sell to their clients because of this new rule coming down. All of a sudden, Ameriprise is removing, get this, 1,500 investment products from their platform because they don't jibe with the new rule. Meaning that, you know what, these are not in the best interest of our clients, but you were just selling them. In the audacity of these people. Listen to what they had to say. We are further enhancing our robust due diligence standards to ensure our clients and advisors continue to have access to a broad quality investment portfolio to achieve their goals. Wait a second. You took 1,500 funds off your platform. because they're no good. Why were they on there in the first place? Oh, that's right. Because they generated a ton in fees and commercials. And you know what? It wasn't illegal to do that. Now it is. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. Okay? And no.
Do I feel lucky?
No, it's not that. Ask yourself a question. Do you want to work with a firm that has this type of policy, this mentality? Do you want to work with a broker or advisor that wants to work at a firm that has that type of a policy? I'm going to repeat it, okay? Do you want to work for a firm that only removed 1,500 high commission products that are not in the best interest of their clients from their platform after they were told to do so by the government? Shouldn't this have been something they had done and taken upon themselves on their own? Do you want to work with an advisor or broker who works at one of those firms? They're all doing it now. They have no choice. I don't have a platform. There's no platform at Markowski Investments. There's not. There's not. Every single account is reviewed by us, and every single account, every single position, that position is in the best interest of our clients. That's it. Plain and simple. It's a real simple business. Everybody's getting their collective underwear in a bunch about this. What the hell's the big deal? Is it you need to be told to put your client's interest above your own? You need to be, the government needs to tell you that. You need to have that written down in a rule book, do you? You're kidding, right? I'm not. And the scary thing is, what did the industry do? They fought that rule tooth and nail. Now, knowing what you know now, you listening here to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, knowing what you know now, how are you going to feel when you get lousy performance from your broker, you get god-awful returns, and you're sold a bill of goods? How are you going to feel now, knowing what you know now? You're going to feel pretty stupid if you stick with that. Are you not? I'm just using logic and reason here, people. Get out, get your financial plan done the right way. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff, account repair kits, you name it. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've used this sub reference often. It fits. That's, you know, kind of why it keeps coming up again. Plus, not to mention the fact I happen to love the movie Donnie Brasco. Scene in Donnie Brasco, you got Donnie and you got Lefty sitting down. And Lefty's like, "It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing." Al Pacino, "It's a beautiful blinking thing." Like, you know, a lot of swear words in the movie. "It's a beautiful thing." Yeah, it's a fugazi. "What do you mean it's a fugazi?" "It's a fugazi." There, that whole scene where they had the diamond ring. One thing, okay, that we're real good at here at Markowski Investments is spotting a fugazi. I'm good at spotting fugazi individuals, like as is in human beings. And I'm also good at spotting phony, fake companies and businesses as well. And again, my position in regards to a lot of this has changed. And I guess it's maybe because maybe I've become a little bit more jaded over the years. But I do believe that many companies out there are put together and founded never to really succeed, just to make certain people really, really rich. And we saw that, obviously, with a lot of penny stock companies out there, a lot of boiler room operations, driving the valuation of companies through the roof and then dumping the stock because the companies were actually worthless. But this is also true of a lot of higher profile mainstream companies. Saw a lot of it during the 1990s. Case in point. Case in point. TheStreet.com. Jim Cramer, yes, and the Street.com. Street.com went public in 1999. Another dot-com company. No, it's Street.com. Dot-com right in the name of the company. Jim Cramer cashing in. And you know what's funny? He's still cashing in. Full disclosure, Street.com from time to time would grab some of my columns over the years and put them up on their site. But I mean, I took a look, I never owned the company. I took a look maybe about 10 years ago at their financials and figured out that this company has a certain amount of money that they raised from their IPO. And when that money runs out, the company is no longer. They made no attempt to try to adjust their business model and make themselves profitable, because they're not. Eventually, they're going to run out of money and the company will be over. And there's a lot of companies like that today. There is. I mean, I even take a look at Uber, and I'm scratching my head. I'm saying to myself, odd, I lost $800 million last quarter. How is that possible, and how is this company ever going to end up making money? The only way they're going to survive is they're going to have to operate like Bernie Madoff and continue to sell more and more shares and raise more. But wait till you hear this. This is, again, James Cramer for you. James Cramer. You know how on CNBC you always talk about, oh, my charitable trust. Shut up, Jim. The guy's a shark. He's a shark like Warren Buffett's a shark. He's a shark, and he doesn't want you to know that he's a shark. Listen to this. Jim Cramer makes over $3 million a year from thestreet.com. Doing what? I don't know. I don't know what he does for them. $3 million plus a year. In aggregate, his cash compensation is equal to 28% of the entire market capitalization of the company. Now, the company right now is what? Trading like below a buck. It's below a buck. The stock is off 99% from when it went public. Yet, he's still making over $3 million a year. Listen, I've covered Jim in the past here on the program. I wrote a column about him. This was about 11 years ago. It's called Easy Money Tall Tales. And there was other, like I said, tall tales. There was other tales in there as well. And I started off the column. He who lives by the crystal ball soon learns to eat ground glass. Edgar Fielder. Back at the time, I don't know if it still is. I haven't checked. I don't watch CNBC. Mad Money, Jim Cramer's program, is the highest rated television show on CNBC. Now, it's a program that's supposed to help out individuals with their investments, which we take on this program as a serious and noble endeavor. The reality, not the case. And honestly, after watching the program back at that point in time, I resolved to never underestimate the public's misconstrued belief that they can get rich quick. To this day, it never ceases to amaze me the futile quest that many people embark on in order to discover the mythological magic formula that will put them in a 10,000 square foot home with a sub-zero refrigerator and a Ferrari in the driveway. All in a few short weeks. Just listen to Jim, right? No. You know, Jim was audited, by the way, his picks. He's right less than 50% of the time. So, you know, in case you missed his program, you might as well just flip a coin. You'll do better. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKinney.
President Trump says he will be making a very big announcement at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia tonight.
Which will be very exciting, I think, for the media and everyone else.
In a White House event on Veterans Health Care today, Trump did not elaborate. The rally is set for Huntington, West Virginia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Meanwhile, the president reportedly thinks the U.S. is losing the war in Afghanistan. He declared that the U.S. isn't winning, it's losing, during a meeting with top military officials. Trump even suggested the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan should be fired over the way the military mission in that country is going. People in Oklahoma say they felt the tremble of a large earthquake. A magnitude 4.2 quake struck about 4 miles northeast of Edmond, Oklahoma last night. Nearly 4,600 homes and businesses lost power after the quake. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, give them a bit of a beat down. I got to go over this as well. We have touched upon this financial planning topic in the past. That's okay. I don't mind. I really don't. I don't mind repeating myself with these things because you know what? It's truth and it doesn't change. And I've likened this, and I've talked about this on the program, the importance of understanding and practicing the fundamentals. It's important. Yeah, I again, when I coach kids, I like to spend the first half of practice at least working on fundamentals and sport. I love lacrosse, ground balls, passing, shooting, off-ball movement, cut, all of those things drilled again and again and again. Basketball. You're practicing your five-foot jumper. You're practicing your layup. You're practicing your foul shot. You're practicing all of these things because they are the fundamentals, and you constantly need to work on them. You need to be a master of them in order to be successful. That's my belief. Yeah, that's why, you know what? You don't go to church just for 1 year and mail it in. No. So same readings again and again and again, and they don't get old. Because sometimes we all need to be reminded. And the same thing holds true because the truth about financial planning and putting money away and saving, it's timeless. Okay? I didn't invent it. You get all of these people out there that are telling you that they've got some new way, some shortcut, some quick and easy route. And the reality is everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. No exceptions at all. And one of the things that I want people to understand, because I've been getting this question as well, is how much should I have put aside? How much will I have socked away in cash and cash equivalents when I get to that point in time when I might want to retire or I might want to cut back, hopefully, because what we believe in is that three-day work week. I want to cut back to that three-day work week. And I wrote a column about this. It was entitled Fire Drill. And I don't know why it reminded me of this, but everybody remember back in school when you get that break from an oftentimes boring class when you'd have a fire drill? Remember the teachers would tell you, don't talk during a fire drill. Walk in a straight line. Yeah. Anyway, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Kids will be talking, screwing around the entire time. Anyway, I never really understood the usefulness of the drills. I didn't. But, hey, it was something that they did. What do you need? What is a fire drill for your portfolio to prepare yourself? A fire drill for your portfolio. What should you be looking at? What numbers should you be looking at? I believe personally 5 years. What do I mean by that? You need to determine how much money you're going to need to utilize from your portfolio for the next 5 years. That includes housing, food, everything else in between. Now, this is obviously pertinent to retirees, but it's not just there. As well, you also got people need money to put funds down in a down payment on a home or other large expenses such as a college education. I'm going to give a few examples of this. I'm going to take a quick break right here, discuss this portfolio fire drill, because this is important. It's a very important concept that everybody's got to get their arms around. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We can help you conduct that portfolio fire drill. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
And
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Walk, kids, walk, don't run. Remember that? Don't run. We're talking portfolio fire drills, okay, and the importance of conducting a portfolio fire drill. All right. Again, I'm going to reiterate. How much money are you going to need for the next 5 years? Housing, food, everything else. What are you going to need? Let me give you an example. You got a retiree that needs to take $18,000 a year from his or her portfolio to live on. What should that retiree have in cash and cash equivalents? Cash and cash equivalents, short-term bonds as well, $90,000. Now, I want everybody to understand, as I know I get off the beaten track here a little bit, you understand why we've been talking about the problems with retirement today? Years ago, that $90,000 would actually be generating you some income, correct? Some decent income 20 years ago. Today, that cash and cash equivalents, it's just sitting there, basically. For all intents and purposes, you're losing money if you factor in inflation. And that stinks, really does. But again, like we told you here on the program and we've explained, the ultra-low interest rate environment wasn't for you. They told you, oh, look what we did for the American... No. They did it for themselves. Take a look at how well everybody's doing inside the Beltway. And then ask yourself who they did it for. Example number two. A family that will need to dip into their portfolio to pay $100,000 towards their kids' college education within the next 5 years should also be in nothing riskier than short-term bonds. I get that as well. People that wait too long to save. Way too long to save for their kids' education, put money away, and all of a sudden, juniors in high school, I got to start saving for my kids' education. Mr. Markowski, you got to start investing this money for me. What am I going to do? Invest what? Sure. I mean, yeah, we can put you in some short-term instruments, but you're not buying stocks with this. What do you mean? I got to catch up. I can't save enough money. What do you want me to do? I'm not a magician. Okay? I can't do it. I can't do it. Anybody that tells you they can do it is lying to you. And this is where con artists come from. They get people believing in the impossible. Oh, sure. I'll take your $10,000 a year that you want to put away towards your kids' education for the next 4 years, and we'll turn it into $100,000. Oh, yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to call Hillary? Ask Hillary Clinton how she did it with the cattle futures, for crying out loud. No. Can't be done. They got another example here. You got a couple actively looking to purchase a home, wishing to put $60,000 down as a deposit. Those assets need to be in cash or money markets. I'd even go more conservative there because you never know when you might find the house. So it's better to keep the funds in cash. It also helps you avoid transaction costs. Now, for everybody else out there that has a longer time frame before they're going to need access to their portfolios, relax. Put money away. Expect market corrections to happen. Look at those market corrections as an opportunity rather than a reason to panic. Make sure that you've got a goal-centric financial plan in place. For crying out loud, we say this again and again and again here on the program. Our motto at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Anybody out there that's telling you that they've got some sort of shortcut, some easy way to riches, or better yet, somebody that tells you that they can tell you what is going to happen tomorrow, they're liars. They're charlatans. Portfolio fire drill. That makes sense. Is that a good way to explain? I think so. I don't know. Listen, we're here to help all the time, people. Make sure you get your financial plan done. Conduct a portfolio fire drill. All great stuff right there at our website. Watchdog. onwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Now I'm getting confused. Is that it's Tiffany or Debbie? That's Tiffany, right? Not Debbie Gibson. Yeah, it's okay. Debbie Gibson looks up the street from me. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the program. Got another big bill. What was it always this bad? Okay, we've gone over this here on the program. It's gotten out of control. And, of course, it's college education. And I've given what some people, some of our listeners feel, some pretty radical ideas here on the program. I don't think they're radical. I think they're just common sense. Just because you're not doing what the herd is doing doesn't make it radical. More often than not, it makes it smart. It's a story I wanted to talk about. The first cracks are starting to show up in the U.S. college cartel. Yes, I love this. New report came out. Several colleges now are starting to contact applicants that they hadn't heard from by the official deadline to tell them you're coming to see if they'd like to reconsider. And what do they come back with their reconsider? Oh, yeah. Will cut you a better deal. Might a bigger discount entice you to come? Wow, how about that? Again, this is how the free market is supposed to work. This is just an example. And you know what the funny thing is? That story? New York Times. New York Times basically giving evidence and credence in that article to the free market and what it would do. However, they don't see it. They don't see the forest for the trees. They fail to recognize, gee whiz, what if we do away with all these government loans and government grants for college? Then what will happen? They can't see that far down the line. This is just a case of less people deciding to go to college and telling them no. Well, gee whiz, what if we cut off that access to funding? Then what will colleges have to do? Yeah, they'll have to lower their price. You know, I saw this the other day. The Harvard yard sale. The Harvard yard sale. I've pointed this out on the program that, you know, colleges and universities are businesses. Nonprofit businesses, but they're businesses nonetheless. They have various different things and businesses that they own, and they're basically like a big multifaceted corporation or a hedge fund, if you want to think about it, owning various different businesses. Story about Harvard and how they are auctioning off about $2.5 billion in their private equity real estate portfolio. They are selling New Zealand, not making this up, they own New Zealand dairy farms. 8,500 acres of New Zealand dairy farm and 5,500 cows. Yep, they're selling those, amongst other things. Probably making some money as well, even though the Harvard Endowment hasn't done well. They were down 10% last year. Who the hell's managing that fund? They're down 10%. They got over $30 billion. Over $30 billion. I mean, that's just funny money, silly money to play with. Yet again, what do people think of Harvard? Oh, it's a school. No, it's not. Okay? If you look at Harvard in terms of revenues and where they generate money, yeah, you can put the school down on the list a little bit there, kids. One of their businesses is a school. But then again, why should they have nonprofit status if that's the case? There was a funny story I was reading a while ago about Elizabeth Warren, the Senator Elizabeth Warren, and how she's having a difficult time getting around the whole fact that she lied about her Native American heritage. And I said, gee whiz. I mean, she was doing everything and anything that she could to become a professor at Harvard Law School. Who wouldn't? Teach one class, make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Basically, you're basically working at Hogwarts for hundreds of thousands of dollars, living in a great neighborhood in Boston. Boy, that stinks. Anyway, another interesting story as well is that more men are starting to say, nah, I'm not going to do college. Interesting story as well. This was the Denver Post. Denver Post talking about how the proportion of men on college campus is dropping. One of the reasons is they're sick and tired of being the bad guy just because they're male. That's right. The male gender right now, you are persona non grata, pretty much. Again, college campuses have gone nuts. And I am keeping my list. None of my kids are going to any whack job campus by any stretch. But also a lot of these men as well, they're frustrated with the classes that they're being asked to take, which is nuts. You know, let them learn what they want to learn. They're paying for it, right? I'm just saying. And I've made this suggestion to people. I say, I got parents that come up. My kids don't know what they want to do, and they're going to go to college. It's going to cost me all this money. I say, have them take a year off. Have them figure it out, for crying out loud. You're going to spend all that money so they can find themselves? Listen, the price isn't what it used to be, okay? Not by any stretch of the imagination. You really need to rethink this. You're not doing yourself a favor, and you most certainly are not doing your kids a favor when you put all of that debt on their shoulders. I can't think of anything so god-awful as entering the real world 21 years old and being six figures in debt. Anyway, get the help you need. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
President Trump says he will be making a very big announcement at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia tonight,
which will be very exciting, I think, for the media and everyone else.
In a White House event on Veterans Health Care today, Trump did not elaborate. The rally is set for Huntington, West Virginia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Meanwhile, the president reportedly thinks the U.S. is losing the war in Afghanistan. He declared that the U.S. isn't winning, it's losing, during a meeting with top military officials. Trump even suggested the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan should be fired over the way the military mission in that country is going. People in Oklahoma say they felt the tremble of a large earthquake. A magnitude 4.2 quake struck about 4 miles northeast of Edmond, Oklahoma last night. Nearly 4,600 homes and businesses lost power after the quake. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition Summer Essentials Set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
President Trump is promoting a new health care program for veterans.
We will do this through telehealth services. We're expanding the ability of veterans to connect with their VA health care team.
He made the announcement at a White House event today. The president